Open GD77 instructions by Ian Spencer, DJ0HF, version 7.0F, 14th of the 6th, 2022. Uploading the Open GD77 firmware and voice prompts. Although these detailed instructions are for the GD77, the new Open GD77 firmware is also available for the GD77S, the DM-1801, and the ID-5R radios. When we get to the part of actually uploading the firmware, if you're not using a GD77, then I'll tell you to cursor up or down to the Other Radios folder to select the correct version for your radio. But first of all, you're going to need the official firmware from Radio Oddity, which will be merged with the Open GD77 firmware by the CPS program, and which for license reasons I'm not able to include in the package. If you don't need detailed instructions, then use the link below to download the firmware and save it to the GD77BH folder on your desktop. I'm not going to read out the whole link because it's quite long, but you'll find it in the PDF. If you have any problems, you can go to my website, www.spencerweb.net, which is where you downloaded this package. Go to Downloads, then Open GD77, and then Updates, and choose the button which links to the Radio Oddity GD77 firmware to download it. If you need more detailed instructions for downloading firmware from Radio Oddity, then here they are for Edge stroke Chrome and Firefox. First, Edge stroke Chrome. When you select the link above, Edge or Chrome begins running and automatically downloads the zip file, which may take a little time depending on the speed of your internet connection. Once the download is complete, you just need to hit Enter to start Windows Explorer. Then you can go down these instructions to continue downloading. Firefox. If you're using Firefox, when you select the link above, Firefox will start and a window will open with two radio buttons. If you are on the Save Radio button, then you need to cursor up once to get to the Open With Radio button, and the default program in the combo box should be Windows Explorer, so just hit Enter. Wait for the download to finish and for Windows Explorer to open, and then go to Continue Downloading, which is the next paragraph. Continue downloading.
Cursor down until you get to GD-77 Firmware Software V4.3.6 and then hit Enter.
Now cursor down until you get to GD-77 underscore V4.3.6.sgl and then hold the Control key and hit C for Charlie to copy the file. Then hit F4 to close Windows Explorer, and then F4 again to close Edge stroke Chrome stroke Firefox as you're finished with the internet. Go to your desktop and hit G until you locate the GD77BH folder, and then hit Enter to open it, followed by holding the Control key and hitting V for Victor to copy the file into the folder. Now you're completely ready to upload the firmware to your GD77. Whether you choose to install the official version or Joe's version is your choice. Nearly all the functionality will be the same in both versions, but both Joe's version and the official version may have some advanced features which are not in the other version. Of course, you can always upload one version, try it, and then upload the other version to try it, if you want to, and then keep the one you like best. Pull down the rubber cover on the right-hand side of the radio with your fingertip to give access to the mic and earphone sockets. Then plug the GD77 cable, do not use an MD380 cable which looks the same but it will not work, into the mic stroke earphone sockets of the GD77. Plug the USB end of the cable into a USB port on your computer. On the left-hand side of the radio, hold the bottom two buttons called SK1 and SK2 below the long PTT button depressed at the same time and turn on the GD77. You should hear a burble from Windows as it recognises the device, but the screen on the GD77 will remain blank. Now on your computer, move the focus to your desktop and hit O for Oscar until you find the Open GD77 CPS shortcut and hit Enter to start it. Type Alt plus E for Emil and then hit F for Foxtrot. A window opens, allowing you to choose which model of DMR Handy you want to upload to. If you have downloaded firmware before with the CPS, then you can skip the next step and simply tab 4 times and then go to Continue Uploading Firmware further down this page. If this is the first time you have uploaded firmware with this CPS, then the GD77 is the default, so if you're using a GD77, then just hit Tab once and then hit Enter. Or if you're working with another radio, then hit Tab 3 times and cursor up or down to the radio you want, and then hit Tab 3 times followed by Enter. A standard Windows Explorer window will open with the Focus on the File Name edit field. However, if this is the first time you have uploaded firmware with the program, then Windows Explorer will be sitting on your PC Documents folder, which is not where your firmware file is located. It is in the Desktop folder. So type Alt plus cursor up until you reach Desktop, and then Shift plus Tab, followed by hitting the letter G until you find your GD77BH folder. When you have found it, then hit Enter. Cursor up or down to get to the GD-77_V4.3.6.sgl file and then hit Enter. A window will appear saying that the official firmware has been verified and you are on the OK button, so just hit Enter. Now tab 3 times to reach the Select File and Update button and hit Enter. Continue uploading firmware. Try cursor up and down to see if you can find the file FWGD77. If not, your Windows Explorer is probably sitting on your PC Documents folder, which is not where your firmware file is located, it's in the Desktop folder GD77BH. So if you are on the Documents folder, type Alt plus cursor up until you reach Desktop, and then Shift plus Tab, followed by hitting the letter G until you find your GD77BH folder. When you have found it, then hit Enter. You can now choose to install the official OpenGD77 from Roger, or Joe's version of OpenGD77. Cursor up and down to find the file FWGD77, which is the official version, or look in Joe's folder for Joe FWGD77, which is Joe's version of the firmware. If you're using another type of radio, then scroll up or down till you find the other radios folder, then hit Enter, and then scroll to the radio and version that you want to use and hit Enter. The uploading of the firmware will start automatically and takes less than a minute. Once the upload is finished, there will be a tone from the CPS program and a new window saying firmware update complete will open and you're focused on the OK button. Just hit Enter and a new window will open and you're focused on the close button. So just hit Enter. Now turn off the GD77, but leave it connected to the computer, and then switch it back on without, and it's very important, without pressing any of the buttons on the left-hand side of the radio. We're going to select and upload an audio package of voice prompts. Type Alt plus E for Emil, and then hit O for Oscar, and you have a new window, Open GD77 support, and you are focused on the Restore EEPROM button. Hit the cursor down 8 times. and you should be focused on right voice prompts. Make sure you are really focused on right voice prompts, as there are other options in this window that you do not want to carry out. So you are on right voice prompts and you just need to hit enter. A standard Windows Explorer window will open and the focus is on the file name edit field. So now you have to choose a voice for your radio. If you're using the official OpenGD77 firmware, then you should type voicem.vpr for a male voice or voicef.vpr for a female voice. If, however, you are using Joe's firmware, then type Joe, J-O-E, voicem.vpr or Joe, voicef.vpr. Then hit enter, and the writing of the voice prompts to the GD77 would automatically begin. If you get a file not found, then you are probably on the other radios folder and need to go up one level to get back to the main GD77BH file list, which is where the voice files are located. The voice prompt package is the same for all types of radio supported by OpenGD77. Remember that these instructions try to keep everything as straightforward as possible. So if you want to load a different voice prompt file for maybe a different language, you'll have to navigate to it on your computer and select it before hitting enter. When the upload is finished, the computer will give a tone and you will be on a new window focused on the close button, so just hit enter. We're now finished with the CPS program for now, so type Alt plus F4. A new window will open asking if you want to save the code plug and you are focused on the Yes button. Hit Tab to move to the No button and hit Enter. Turn off your GD77, unplug the cable from the GD77 and the computer. Turn on your GD77 and you're ready to go, provided you have a code plug installed. If not, then go to 3, Creating a Code Plug PDF, or 3, Creating a Code Plug MP3, the instructions for creating and uploading a code plug.